This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, website devoted to business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. Michael, how are you?
I'm well, and you say that so well. We should maybe get a snippet of that, and just when anyone pops up the City Wire, that comes on.
That's just the default thing that people hear.
Right. Yes.
Let's see, Wednesday afternoon, news that the director of the City Convention Center is retiring.
Yes, Frankie Hamilton, a fixture here. It's been here 16 years running what was a small civic center that was originally built in 1966 and then, of course, expanded through a 1 cent voter-approved tax package in 1997 and expanded into a modern convention center. So, she's been there for so long, it's kind of hard, I mean, to talk about her not being there, but she's moving off the gate. She's ready to go. She wants to go. I just got off the phone with her. She wants to go travel, watch grandsons play t-ball. She is excited. She's been trying to retire since 2009, but she's a member of the Arkansas Tourism Hall of Fame. She really loves her job. She loves the industry and just wasn't willing to leave them in a lurch, she said, during this time where they're trying to figure out their funding solution.
There are some proposed changes for downtown Fort Smith, a $2 million or at least $2 million investment that could bring in some new businesses on Garrison.
Right. It's a convenience store type slash market slash cafe on the west end of Garrison. And of all of the stores and shops on Garrison Avenue, Kyle, there is nowhere that you can go quickly to get a quart of milk or just some basic staples. And so as more people, and there are more people living downtown, that's become part of a hindrance, and as the Griffin family knows, the Griffin Properties folks who are behind this, they said they conducted a market analysis and they think it'll work. So they're going to build this facility. It'll have a liquor store part of it, and anyone knows the history of Garrison Avenue, that's perfect. I mean, the avenue used to be just one saloon after the next.
And a diner that had been on Garrison Avenue, the Boomerang Diner, is going to reappear as well.
Right, they're going to boomerang down to the West End Park that has the Ferris wheel, but it has this travel car, this railroad car. So they're going to operate out of that is the plan. So at least they're staying downtown. It's unfortunate the fire, what it did to that building. You know, we've lost too many of those old facades, those old structures through the years. For folks like me who love that downtown environment, no matter what community you're in, you love that downtown feel and look. Every time you lose one of those buildings, it just takes a little bit out of you.
And finally, it looks like there will be there is an unveiling date for a Bass Reeves statue.
Right. Well, yeah, and we keep moving that, but thankfully, I think they're set now. Spring 2012, this large, and I'm told it will be the largest equestrian statue in the state of Arkansas. And I had someone the other day wanted to know what the statue had to do with water sports. So I don't. Equestrian means horse, obviously. So. Just to make sure I get that clear, make sure I'm saying it right also. But Bass Reeves, legendary deputy marshal, the statue is of him. It's going to be right in downtown Fort Smith as you come in off the Garrison Avenue Bridge in from Oklahoma. It'll be quite impressive. Organizers are hoping to get Morgan Freeman and other celebrities who have expressed interest in the life and character of Bass Reeves through the years, maybe get them to be a part of it. So, this has been a project long in the making. They've been raising money and talking about it for a long time, so it's exciting to see that there's some finality around the corner.
25 feet tall, right, the statue?
Yes, sir, 25 feet tall, and that includes the base, and I've learned a new word, plinth, P-L-I-N-T-H. That's the fancy word for the base of a statue. So, And there you go. Isn't this public radio?
Oh, it is. That's right.
Great.
Vocabulary lesson there. And so is there still money to be raised for the statue?
Well, yes. They're roughly about $20,000. And I think the organizers are pretty confident because they've had people talk that, hey, if you get down to the wire and you need some help, we'll push over the top. They have a few incidentals, the labor to build the base, a memorial plaque, some bronze work, just a few things that they need. But the artist cost, which is the bulk of it, which is what they're worried about, they have that paid now.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire. It's dedicated to the business, politics, and culture of the Fort Smith region. Michael, as always, thank you for your time.
Well, and thanks for your interest in Fort Smith, Kyle.
Of course.